The divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think. The divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think. In every thought I think, the divine in me leaps forth. How wonderful it is when I think beautiful, loving, dynamic, glorious thoughts and have the divine in me leap forth with every thought I think. With every idea that goes through my mind, it's the divine leaping forth and saying, yes, 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 yes. All is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is glorious. All is wonderful. Yes, 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 yes. And when the divine in me says those things, when the divine in me leaps forth and expresses that magic, that divinity, that wonder, that glory that I am, then I am truly living. Then I am truly being fantastic. When I feel good about every thought that leaps forth inside of my consciousness, inside of my awareness, inside of my being, it is the divine in me leaping forth. It is the divine in me saying, yes, I want to express those ideas. I want to express those things. I want to be those things. I want to live those things. I want to do those things. That's me. That's me. That's me. Oh, yes. We can see that so readily expressed in children. Little children who get ideas, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, and they just roar with them. They feel alive with them. They want to carry them out in every possible way they can. They want to be themselves. They want to do what they're doing, and they want to just enjoy life to the very fullest they can enjoy it. And it doesn't matter. They don't have to be understood. They don't have to be understood at all. Nobody has to know what they're talking about. The only thing that matters is that they understand what they're talking about. The only thing that matters is that they are having fun, that they are enjoying life, that they're finding magic every time they turn around. Life is a thrill for a child. Life is a thrill for, oh, they say to us, act your age, act your age. Well, if I were to act my age, I'd be many times a child. And I would be many times more fantastic and more glorious than I was as a child, because I'm acting my age. I'm acting the fullness of the glory and the magic that's in me. The divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think. So, I think the world is wonderful. Yes, 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 it's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's glorious. I think everybody in the world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I think everybody in the world is magic, magic, magic. I think everybody in the world is beyond my one understanding and beyond anything I can comprehend. I think, and I don't try to comprehend it. I just go along with it. When someone tells me a story, I say, great, what a wonderful story. It may test my credulity a little bit. It may test my belief that it is true. But hey, if they said it, I'll listen. And if I think it's wonderful, I'll buy it. If I don't think it's wonderful, I'll just go on to the next story. I'm not possessed by any happening in this world, by anything that goes on in this world. I'm only possessed by my inner understanding of the divinity that I am. I'm only possessed by seeing the divine in me leaping forth in every thought I think and saying, yes, wonderful. Wouldn't it be fantastic to fly to the moon? Wouldn't it be fantastic to travel all over the world? Wouldn't it be fantastic to teleport wherever I wish to be? Here I am talking to you, and I think, I'd like to be in Hawaii, and boop, there I am in Hawaii. I'd like to be on the moon, boop, there I am on the moon. I'd like to be in any place at all, and there I am. Because wherever I am, the divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think, and I am there. It's too bad that we've lost some of the enthusiasm of our childhood. It's too bad we've lost some of the joy of being little people, of being believers. My daddy said so, it's so. My mommy said so, it's so. And then they say, I say so, and it's so. And it is so. and everything I say is so. And it's wonderful. It's the divine in me leaping forth. And every thought I think saying, yes, go for it. Yes, be it. Yes, enjoy it. Yes, have that to its fullest and the most wonderful that you can possibly have. And know it for every bit. Know it for every way. Be it today. Be it in that wonderful thing that you are. What is the divine in me leaping forth in every thought I think? Every thought I think has a foundation, and that foundation is the divine in me. That foundation is the wholeness in me. That foundation is the truth in me. That foundation is the joy in me. And I think that's wonderful. It leaps forth. The divine in me leaps forth. It leaps forth in every thought I think. It doesn't matter whether the thoughts are valid or invalid or dreamy or powerful or whatever, but the divine is leaping forth in me. In every thought that I think, the divine is leaping forth in every dream that I have. The divine is saying to me, yes, 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 it is wonderful. Yes, it is beautiful. Today I choose to set my mind in motion and say to my mind, the divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think. The divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think. So, as I have thoughts that go through my mind, as I have thoughts that come into my consciousness, I say to those thoughts, wonderful thoughts, your great thoughts, your super thoughts, your fantastic thoughts, your marvelous thoughts, your glorious thoughts. And then as I say that about these thoughts, what happens? These thoughts fulfill themselves in my life. These thoughts fulfill themselves in my world. These thoughts fulfill themselves in my everyday attitudes and in my everyday expression. I choose to train myself to listen to the divine in me. I choose to train myself to listen to all the thoughts that pour out of my being. I choose to train myself to listen to life as it is in my world. And as a life is in my world, it's like a cat purring, saying, all is well, all is well. My cat Jeannie loves to climb on my lap while I give a talk. And she loves to take her head and put it under my hand and say, stroke me. Put her head there, and she loves to say, now touch me, right at my throat. And as I touch right at her throat, the purring leaps forth. And I feel just as wonderful as my cat as I'm having this experience. The divine in me leaps forth in every thought I think, in every attitude I have, in every way that I am. Because the divine in me is me. And I'm wonderful. And I'm lovely. And I'm glorious. And I am perfect and I am free. Today, let your real or imagined kitten sit on your lap and purr into your hand and purr into your tummy and say, I love you. I love you. I love you. Because this is what my kitten does to me. This is what my dog does to me. This is what I do to me. This is what the divine does in me. And I go to the kitchen table for breakfast, and there's Ellen. And Ellen says, it's so wonderful to have you here, Herb. It's so wonderful to have you in my life. It's so wonderful. And the divine in her leaps forth in every thought she thinks. And John is sitting there with a big smile on his face. And he says, I think that too. I think that too. And all my world is saying, pay attention. As the divine in you leaps forth in every thought you think. And I do. I do pay attention. And that's why I say with all my heart and soul, with all my being, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.